Good morning and God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Today is your greatest day, and today I felt inspired to, just really share about how great God is, trusting in God, putting your full trust in Him. So, my daughter, Grace, she's two. She has had an ingrown toenail, which became infected. And, in the flesh, we see these things. And, you automatically think that this needs treatment, I need to go to a doctor, which to be fair I did do. It was very red, very sore, very swollen, had pus in it. And I went to the doctor and they told me she needed antibiotics. So they gave her penicillin. Now, I tried everything. I tried putting it in yogurt. I tried putting it in juice. I tried putting it in ice cream. I tried putting it in chocolate syrup. And she would not take it. I mean, to be fair, the medicine tastes like perfume. So I wouldn't really want to take it either. But obviously, being her age, she doesn't understand that she needs this and whatever. So I really, really had to go to God with this. And I really had to put my full trust and my full faith in Him. Because in this moment, I don't have any other option. She won't take the medicine, so what choice have I got but to trust God? So, I really, really went to God with this, and I've been praying over her and thanking God for her healing, thanking that no sickness or deadly thing can come upon her. Because, let's face it, Jesus Christ sacrificed Himself. He went through, what would seem to be a lot of pain and suffering, so that we didn't have to suffer these things. We didn't have to suffer sickness. We didn't have to suffer poverty or, any of these things. So today, this morning, I've got up and her toe is like 90% better. 90% better than it was. And I know that her toe is fully healed. I know that there's no sickness. I know that these are lying symptoms. And I cast out right now in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast that infection out of her toe. And I'm just really thankful to God that I have Him, to be able to trust Him and rely on Him in these situations. And, I should fully trust Him from the start. Maybe I didn't need to, I didn't need to go to the doctors. I didn't need that because I know that God has grace under His protection. I know that He will not let any harm come to her. And as long as I fully, fully believe that and I fully trust that with my whole heart, that is what will, that is what will come. Because that's the truth of it. The truth is our God is so mighty and powerful. If He could create us, this universe, in 7 days, then, what more power has He got? And I really, really am excited to find these things out and to find out what God has planned for me this year. Because I really, really feel at peace in every situation, with my car. My car is needs a lot of work doing. It failed the MOT and it needs a lot of work done, and I'm talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds. On paper, that seems impossible because, my husband's not got work. And God is providing for us. But that is the greatest thing. I have peace with it. Normally now I'd be sat here, worrying, well, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Like, I can't afford to pay for that. But I know that God has me. I know that God has a great plan for me and he's got it all worked out. So I'm going to sit here and I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen carefully with my whole heart, and I'm just going to wait and see what God shows me, what God shows me that I need to do. And one of those things is trust in him, and sometimes it can seem like, wow, I'm trusting in someone that I don't know, that I can't see, that I can't hear. But actually, if you keep your eyes open and your ears open, you can hear him everywhere. You can see him everywhere. He's here with us all the time in everything that we do. And that is what gives me the peace, knowing that I'm in this world, but I'm not part of this world. I'm God's creation. I'm God's daughter. And to have someone so mighty and powerful love me more than anything or anyone in this world, it is untouchable. It is untouchable. And this year, I'm really excited to learn and to grow in my faith, to grow in my knowledge, to grow in my wisdom. These things give me very, very much excitement because that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to learn these things. He wants to be involved. He wants to be involved in everything that we do. And God is involved in everything that I do. He's teaching me new things every day, showing me new things every day, opening my ears to new things every day. And that is just so great. My God is just so great. And with the things of the world being surrounding us everywhere, that can sometimes, become a big distraction, because sometimes you can find yourself thinking, okay, is this from God or is this not from God? And sometimes things can be so deceiving. They can kind of trick us in a way. So that's where we need to use our wisdom and our ears and really listen. Like, God will show us if these things are from him. He will show us if these are things he wants us to do or that he doesn't want us to do. And you'll know in your heart, you'll really feel in your heart. You will feel God in your heart and you will feel what he's showing you is right or wrong. And yes, we all have free will choice to do as we wish, but if we do our best to live as Jesus Christ did, God will reward us. He will reward us in great ways. And yes, we all make mistakes. We are of the flesh. So these things come as a challenge, but it takes a daily practice. If we do make mistakes, or if we do something that maybe is not godly, then You do not condemn yourself for that, because God won't condemn us for that. He understands, He knows our heart, He knows the challenges that we face every single day. And for that he will reward us. So just seeking God, really seek God for everything that you need, for things you desire, for things that you want to achieve, you want to learn. Really, really seek God for these things, because there's no greater teacher than God. God is our greatest teacher. He created us so perfectly. He create look at Jesus Christ. He created him and he was just so pure, so pure. And we can all be like that. We are all equal to Jesus Christ. We are all seated on the right hand side of God. So we keep our confession sweet, because the power of our tongue is, the most powerful thing that there is. So we keep our confession sweet and always look to God, always involve in Him, always being very thankful for everything that He does, even the small things, because God is working in us all the time. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to see a big catastrophic, thing happen in front of your eyes right now, but God is working in you in every way. So all the little things that we get to enjoy, all the little, just the day-to-day things, just being here, breathing, being healthy, being able to bring up children, being able to teach them faith, teach them the love of God, being able to watch them learn and grow, all of these things I'm just so grateful for. And I really, really just can't emphasize how excited I am to expand this further, to learn more, to grow more. I'm so excited for that. And I really just feel so humble to God. Like, wow, God brought me here. God put me here. He gave me all these privileges, all the privileges that Jesus Christ had. And sometimes you feel that you don't deserve that. Like, why do I deserve to have what Jesus Christ had? Why do I deserve to be seen as the same as what Jesus Christ did? Because we are all of Christ. We are, all have the Holy Spirit living within us, and the mighty power that that holds is just amazing. Really, really, truly amazing. And I have so many desires for this year, and not just physically, but like I said, like emotionally, I really want to learn, I really want to grow, and I just want to be full for God, like everything. I just want to give everything to Him. I'm so thankful that I have all of my brothers and sisters in Christ that I'm able to share these things with, that I'm able to listen to your sharings and listen to your testimonies, and you're feeding me with your fruit, and I'll feed you with mine. And that's so great that we all have each other. We all have each other to really keep each other on fire. So today is just going to be a great day, as is every day. And I'm really excited today to see what God is bringing to me today. And again, I really thank God for Grace's toe. I thank God that, She's a beautiful, strong, healthy child. All of my children are beautiful, strong, healthy. They're all just filled with the Holy Spirit. They're seated on the right hand side of God. And they're also prosperous. We're all so prosperous, and we're all going to have such a great, great life. Really, truly great. So, anyway, guys, it's currently 5:33 in the morning here. I've woken up to feed the baby Hunter, baby Hunter, another real blessing from God. And I just really felt inspired to just sit here and, give some time to God to really show you guys, to really show God how grateful I am to him, how much I love him, and how excited I am again. Just to keep growing with him, like the excitement. It's just, like when you're young, when I was younger, like for me, I used to get excited about going out on the weekend, going out with my friends, going out drinking. Or when I was younger again, going horse riding, all these little things. But now I'm just so excited to be with God, to live my life every day with God. So anyway, guys, I hope you all have a wonderful day today. And you are truly God's best blessed child. I love you all very much, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care, guys. God bless you.